From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
Welcome to the $100 MBA show, business strategies you can count on with our practical business lessons. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. And in today's lesson, you will learn, do checkout upsells work? You know what I'm talking about, when you are at checkout online and they offer you a special offer, something to add to the cart if it's e-commerce, a one-time offer. Do these things actually work? Should you be implementing them in your business, on your website, in your checkout process? Some people love them. Some people hate them. Despite how you feel today, we're going to plow through and we're going to discuss the facts. We're going to see statistically if this actually is good for business or bad for business. So let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Checkout upsells is nothing new. I mean, picture this. You're at the grocery store and you're going to check out. What do you see? You see chocolates and candies and gums and mints and magazines and tabloids. You get the point. This is not something new. This is something that's been around for a very long time. In retail, this is called point of sale upsells. Point of sales, where you actually make the sale, which is the register. And they know that people will buy when they're in the buying mood or when they're in the checkout process. And that's why they place those items at the checkout. You also notice that these are not high cost items. They're lower cost items. There are things like candy bars and gum, things that are, you know, under $10. And it's because they want you to buy these things without even thinking about it. Something that's not going to break the bank. Something that doesn't require, you know, a phone call back home to see if it's okay with your partner or for you to think about if it's worth buying. It's an impulse buy. So does this actually work? Well, the thing about business and the thing about the marketplace is that it's the ultimate equalizer, meaning if something doesn't work, it's not going to exist anymore. They would have removed these things if it didn't work, if it didn't actually make money, but it actually does. Even with self-checkout in place with a lot of modern supermarkets and stores, these upsells at checkout still exist because they know it works. Now, when we move to the online world, one of the biggest problems with online shopping, whether it's e-commerce or you're selling courses or digital goods or books or whatever it might be, is shopping cart abandonment. This is when buyers leave the shopping cart. They leave your website when they're on that stage when they have things in the cart. In fact, did you know that a staggering 68% of online shopping carts are abandoned before checkout? That's a huge chunk of potential sales slipping through the cracks. But don't worry, because checkout upsells might just be the secret sauce to turn those abandoned carts into cash cows. Sometimes the offer in checkout actually gets them to buy more than the actual item that they put in the cart. I know that sounds strange, but sometimes when it's such a good deal, when it's like, hey, spend another $20 and you'll get this free gift, or you'll get buy one, get one free. So people add to their cart at checkout and check out so they can get this great offer. Let me hit you with some more eye-opening stats. Businesses that implement checkout upsells typically see a 10 to 30% increase in average order value. Now, average order value is how much money you make per order or per customer when they check out. The more you can increase this, the more total revenue you can make. And it's exponential. This is what's great about it. It's not just one sale. It's every time somebody buys, they spend more. That more is multiplied by the number of customers that check out. That is huge for your bottom line. Even a modest 5% increase in customer retention can lead to 25 to 95% increase in profits. Trust me, the math works. Meaning, if just 5% of those customers that normally abandoned cart didn't abandon cart, they actually checked out and bought your products and services, that could lead to up to 95% increase in your profits. Very little in percentage in conversion goes a long way for your business and your bottom line. Now, if that's not music to your ears, I don't know what is. Now, checkout upsells aren't just about boosting your bottom line. It's about adding value and enhancing the overall shopping experience for your customers. When this is done right, it's a win-win situation for both you and your customers. This is what makes it work. Okay, there's a right way to do this and a wrong way. Let's talk about the wrong way first. The wrong way to do this is to offer things just to make money. Okay, offer random offers, products, services. The best upsells are the one that actually work for the customer based on what they have already put in their cart. For example, if I was teaching a course on how to run winning webinars, I have a lot of experiences in webinars. So if one day I decided to create this course, a great checkout upsell that would make sense for this customer buying this course would be templates, slide templates that they can use for their webinar. Not a different course that has nothing to do with webinars. Something they actually want because they're interested in this topic and something that they can use with what they buy. I'm not making this up or came up with this novel idea. I actually got it from e-commerce. I used to run an e-commerce store, a custom tailored clothing men's line. And one of the things people would buy were dress shirts. And these dress shirts were cuffed dress shirts, fresh French cuff dress shirts. And one of the upsells we would sell are cufflinks because the cufflinks are needed with that shirt. Another upsell that would go well with that is a sports jacket. A sports jacket goes with a dress shirt. Ascots go with dress shirts. You get the point. So it's really important for you to use the power of upsells to your advantage the right way to make sure that there is synergy between your product that they're buying in the cart and the upsell itself.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until
the Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
Now, let's address the elephant in the room. Do checkout upsells actually work? Well, without a doubt, the proof is in the data. Studies have shown that personalized upsell offers can increase conversion rates by up to 20%. Furthermore, businesses that strategically implement upsells through their checkout process can experience a whopping 25% increase in overall revenue. Now, that's a game changer. Now, just because you're hearing these numbers doesn't mean you can just go crazy with upsells. Don't overdo it. We all know those websites that constantly are throwing upsell after upsell after upsell, like 5 upsells in a row when you're trying to check out for a product. That's not a great experience for the customer. Make it subtle, make it actually convenient, and make it once, okay? Offer your upsells once, in my opinion, is the best way to do it. It's kind of annoying whether you say yes or no to the upsell as a customer and then get offered another upsell. It's like, well, I just put something in my cart and I just put another thing in my cart. I took your upsell and now you're asking me for more money. It's a little bit annoying and it's not the best experience for anybody. So a lot of people, they hear these statistics like, great, I'm going to go crazy. I'm going to have a million upsells. No, okay. You can really kill your conversions if you overdo it. Now, if you haven't caught it, the secret sauce behind a successful checkout upsell is personalization and relevance. You gotta tailor the offer to match the customer's interest and preferences based on any data you have, whether it's the product in their cart or information you already know about them because they're a previous customer. or their demographic or whatever it might be. For example, you might be doing a live event in certain countries or certain cities, and when they're checking out from that city, you can give them the upsell and say, hey, by the way, we're doing a live event. You want to buy a ticket? That's relevant. Now, before we wrap up, I want to share with you my favorite checkout upsell strategy. And it's not what you think. It's not when you actually buy something. It's actually when somebody opts in for something free. The way this one works is that you make a low price, high value offer right after somebody signs up for something that's like an opt-in or a freebie. Say, for example, you're giving away a free checklist on a certain topic. Let's say the checklist is what to pack for a ski holiday. And they sign up to download this checklist. And immediately when they sign up, the next page is like a one-time offer upsell, where you offer them a mini course on how to quickly level up their skiing skills. Now, this is going to be a high value, low price. This is what really works. Meaning, let's say the offer is valued at $200 and you offer to them for $50, so 75% off. You say, hey, this is only for those who just opted in right now, and you make that offer. This is a great way to offer something that's low cost, get some to try something that's not that expensive, and actually exchange value for money, right? They get to see, hey, I give you money, you gave me value. And then that customer is primed for your next product that's a little bit more expensive. But this is a great way to make some really easy, high converting offers. Listen, not everybody that signs up for something for free is going to buy this offer. But you know how many people will buy this offer if there's no offer? Zero people, right? So even if you just have a 5% conversion, meaning if 100 people sign up for this thing to get the freebie and 5 people buy, that's 5 people that didn't buy before. And you get them into your ecosystem and they become a customer where you can continue to give them value and make higher level offers. In conclusion, folks, checkout upsells are a game changer for your e-commerce store, if you're selling courses, digital products, services, whatever it might be. They're not just another sales tactic. They're a way to connect with your customers on a deeper level and provide them with added value. So go ahead, give it a try, and watch your sales soar. That wraps up today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you love this podcast and you want more amazing lessons, just hit subscribe, hit follow on your favorite podcast app, whether it's Spotify or Apple Podcasts. By subscribing, by following the show, you get access to over 2,400 episodes in our archives. That's 2,400 business lessons to get you and your business to the level you want. Go ahead and follow us right now. Before I go, I want to leave you with this. The best strategies are the ones that have been around for a long time. The ones that just work all the time, that have worked and continue to work and have lasted the test of time. When you implement something in your business, it's a bit of work to implement it, to add it to your website, to incorporate it in your checkout process. It's good to choose something that has worked for some time so that you don't have to change it constantly. Invest in things that have worked. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll check you in the next episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.